streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Syria. Assad has fled. He's been granted political asylum in Russia. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, tells ABC.
From our perspective, it is good that he is gone. But as President Biden said, there is risk and uncertainty about what comes next. There's an opportunity to build something better in Syria. But there is concern that terrorists, jihadists, and other people who do not have the United States' best interests at heart, to say the least, could take advantage of this.
President-elect Trump has selected Tulsi Gabbard to succeed Sullivan as Director of National Intelligence. She's been criticized for past support of Assad, but she begins meeting with lawmakers today. Music mogul Jay-Z added to an amended civil lawsuit that alleges he and Sean Diddy Combs sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Jay-Z called the accusation so heinous in nature a criminal charge should have been filed. He denies wrongdoing. This is ABC News. The bells of Notre Dame rang over the weekend as the cathedral celebrated its first Sunday Mass in 5 years. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has the latest from Paris.
The Bishop of Paris knocking on the vast wooden doors, the bells resonating, choir back in full voice, and those doors officially reopened to this truly magical music. Notre Dame's 8,000-pipe organ restored and roaring once again.
In New York City, the search continues for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare last week. And in court today, a bid by satirical news outlet The Onion to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars out of bankruptcy. A judge will decide whether the bankruptcy auction where The Onion purchased the platform was run properly. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site, movetomadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than Dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, Dad, it's so easy. Just go to movetomadison.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willy Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willy Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s with winds southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 here by this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 30. On Wednesday, some light snow with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Monday. 41 degrees. It's really mild out there.
You know,
we got
a surprise coming up later on.
We do.
I mean, not just the contest.
Really?
The marionettes?
Is that what your surprise is?
That's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't
what
sure
you
what
think
you were.
I had?
I don't know.
Do some kind of striptease here, and that's why we brought the pole into the studio.
Well, I wondered why that was there.
Okay. What? What do you do? All right.
What kind of surprise? A marionette.
Yes.
Well, we were at the Holiday Art Market over the weekend on Saturday. Wasn't that great in Middleton?
It was
really a lot of fun.
I've never seen great art like that.
Unbelievably beautiful things. Big turnout. It was great to see everybody there.
Not so beautiful were the marionettes, and I bought two of them.
You were staring at those for quite a while before you went over
there.
Yeah,
they were just beyond our booth, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what the heck?
Did you buy the Ruth Bader Ginsburg marionette?
I thought that's what my wife would buy, but she did not want that. She got the Catwoman for Kamala marionette.
Oh, yeah, you guys came back after it was
over. We came back.
After we were done? Okay.
I came back and bought a few things, and we'll debut them right here on camera. And just in case anybody wants to
check them out,
connect on X or whatever media source, social media thing, you can bring up and watch us.
Okay.
Okay. It's pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
A troll. I've got a troll marionette.
A troll marionette. Yes, a very special one.
Okay.
Right. All right. Well, don't reveal too much right now.
All right. Well, why don't you reveal what we have here for the contest?
It is time to launch the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. These are gifts for grown-ups, okay? You know, the kids get plenty of gifts. What about the grown-ups, huh?
Are these battery-operated? What are we talking about here?
Perhaps you want to talk about the grand prizes? These happen toward the end of the contest, after it's all.
Well, tell us.
Well, there are 8 grand prize winners. 8! People will win one of these prizes, a robot vacuum cleaner.
All right.
You know those things?
Yep.
You've always wanted one of those, but you can't enter this contest, John. Yeah. Humidifier, an espresso machine. We'll have a couple of those. Snowblower, luggage set.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the grand prizes. But, you know, like our previous Text to Win contest, we'll be doing these during the 7 o'clock hour, also 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., where we give out the keyword. And the way to enter, just get the Civic Media app. That's the easiest and fastest way to enter. And you can, once you enter the keyword, and you'll get a message that bounces back to your
your app back to your phone, and those messages contain other chances to win prizes. Right. So you want to know what the key word is for this hour?
And you have to spell it correctly.
Yes, it's our Text to Win contest. It is a statewide contest, so get the Civic Media app, find our station, WMDX, and text the word Jolly. This time around, we're giving away $100 cash. Mm-hmm. This time around, okay? All right. And other times during the hours, those 7 o'clock hours, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., or 4 p.m., we'll have either cash or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. But this time around, it's cash, $100. Text the word Jolly to us on the Civic Media app this hour. I'll mention that keyword again a little bit later on in the hour if you missed it this time. It's Jolly, J-O-L-L-Y.
That is fantastic. Okay. All right, we will certainly hope that we get a lot of text. Well,
they're coming in right now. Look at the computer screen. It's filling up.
And while you're doing that, why don't we sell some ornaments here? Melania was on Fox selling her new line of patriotic Christmas ornaments. And you know,
what is it like? What is like the Home Shopping Network or something?
What is the grift here? You know, we've been talking about the grift for the all the 4 years that Trump spent in the White House, and then he continued that as he continued to run for president.
Right.
And now, of course, he is going to become president, and we're going to get a new line. Of stuff, just random stuff.
You know, anything for a buck.
But the thing is, how can they do this? Is this legal? Is this constitutional?
Legal,
the emoluments clause. I mean, isn't there something? Isn't there a limit on all of this stuff? Well, anyway, Melania seems to think that a lot of her junk is important to all of us. So let's listen to this.
Okay.
So these are the ornaments that they are available this season. This is the third season that I design, and they are very special. For example, Lady Liberty, it was inspiration from my necklace that I bought when I was modeling in Paris. Now we have an ornament, and we have also a necklace that it's available on MelaniaTrump.com.
Beautiful.
So I also, this one, it's the necklace and that's inspiration, the flower.
These
correct?
Are awesome. These
and
are
they're very patriotic this year. As you could see, it's all red, white, and blue.
Oh, it's red, white, blue.
I was inspired by that.
And they're different each year, right, Melania? You discontinue them after
They discontinue, they retire, and this is available right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great gift and a great collectible.
They're made.
Unbelievable.
Oh, they're collectibles.
Yes, it's a great collectible.
They're ornaments. Right?
Yes, ornaments.
What a great timely idea for the holidays. Well, get yourself a
But she
Melania
really cares about
ornament.
The Christmas spirit, doesn't
she?
She
does, yeah.
Just go to Melania.com.
God, when she decorated the White House all in black or something?
Yeah,
for the holiday,
some kind of weird. Christmas.
I got to find it. Sophia sent me a clip, a TikTok of her in an interview, like just bashing Christmas and how she hates decorating the White House for Christmas. Well, yeah, it's a lot of work to decorate the White House for Christmas.
Yeah.
And
for the First Lady,
she hates doing that, apparently.
A lot of heavy lifting.
She's stressed out, you know, doing the ornaments and the decorations around the White House. She was very stressed out, and then she was simply asked, you know, what do you think about this? And, you know, separating children at the border from their parents. And what do they expect me to say? You know, I'm doing all these decorations, and they ask me that question? You know, it's, we did ask you that question.
I thought we had a story where she wasn't even going to be living at the White House for the next 4 years.
She
lives in New York,
right,
in the tower, doesn't she?
Sure, I think so.
Just comes for a visit every once in a while.
Well.
Photo ops.
Now, you know, she's not the only one grifting here. You know,
what?
Trump is out there doing his thing.
Still?
Yeah. And this is, you know, Trump has this diaper problem that he has. I'm not making that up.
Is he selling diapers?
Yeah, he's no, he isn't selling diapers. He should, because, you know, a lot of his fandom out there going to these rallies dressed in an outside diaper.
Trump pampers?
Yeah. Men wear diapers, you know, T-shirts and everything. So anyway, you got to wonder what this new line of fragrances smells like.
Oh, no.
So let's listen to Cut 45 here. Yeah. Perfume.
My new Trump fragrances are here. They make a great Christmas present. I've named them Fight, Fight, Fight because they represent winning. We all want to be winning. We have to win as a nation. We want to win as a family. This fragrance is all about strength and success and confidence for men and for women. Get yourself a bottle and don't forget to grab one for your loved ones, too. They'll thank you and they'll even smell good. Enjoy, have fun, keep on winning, and Merry Christmas.
Unbelievable. I mean,
a fragrance, an aroma.
Well, really, they certainly have a holiday spirit. You know, you can just feel Christ in those ads.
Oh my goodness.
You know,
you got ornaments. They have, you got perfume.
Yeah, I'm looking on I'm looking on Amazon right now. They've got air fresheners that have this scent.
Oh no!
You can buy one for $9.98.
Oh really?
Yeah, well, the smell of the diaper priced in your own car. Oh, that's what you want. Oh,
we should get some of that.
The derriere. Oh, God.
That's
oh.
Amazing. What will they think of next?
I know. It's not good,
no.
Whatever they think of.
Not good at all.
It's never going to be any good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot. We have a little warm-up today, up to close to 50 degrees this afternoon and sunny skies. We had a little, I don't know, why is the pavement wet today? Did we have some rain that moved through real quickly?
That's a good question.
Came and went.
It was wet.
Or were they washing down the streets over the
weekend? My area, too. Humid or something?
Or is it humid?
Or yeah,
we'll have
is
to ask
coming
Brittany.
Up through the through
yeah,
the ground,
through the vents. Right?
No, the ground, the moisture in the in the ground because it froze and now it's warm and then it's warmed up and the moisture is being released underground. Right?
You think so?
It's like burning off the fog. Only reverse.
Fog does not burn.
See
again.
See there he goes.
I don't know. Actually, do we have Brittany today? Is she with us?
Okay. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
It was her birthday on Friday, so she took off for that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good enough. We're getting some texts.
We got one here saying, can anybody say tacky?
Yeah. The grift never ends.
I would think so. You know, as we go shopping this holiday season, we have to keep in mind what we're doing to the people who we talk to in the sales departments throughout these stores. We have to understand what's going on in their minds,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
We have to remember, you know, they are working during the holiday, and it's not a great time for them because they can't really celebrate. They're helping you shop.
You think that some of them maybe get a little bit on edge.
Yeah, and there's this comedian, Scott Sice, and he acts like he's Mr. Employee, and he's been an employee. You can tell from these bits that he has put together.
Well, the customer is always right.
And no matter what, so when the people ask him things, you know, he thought of answers, and he has a comedy routine where he does these things.
Okay,
so why don't we play it?
Okay, let's get.
You just lost yourself a customer. You think I own this business? You think I own IKEA? I'm a part-time employee halfway through a two-week notice. I don't give a shit. I'm telling all my friends not to shop here. Tell them. You think I want five other yous running around the store? Have them call me. I'll tell them. You think you hate this place more than me? I work here. I know the sale ended last week, but can I still get a discount? Do you hear yourself? We can't go backwards. Time marches on. You want the sale from 15 years ago, too? When's it end, Diane? You want that price, you're going to have to go through the quantum realm with Ant-Man. Do you know how much money I spend here? More than you should. Meatballs ain't that good. Save your money. End my time. It doesn't matter how much you spend here. We don't thank our donors. This isn't PBS.
That's
fantastic. We'll continue
that. The holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Man.
All right.
Nice to the customers.
We've got to take a break here, I guess.
Yes. 18 minutes past the hour. Coming back with Brittany Merlot, we'll find out the weather for today and for the rest of the week. Straight ahead on John and Gordy.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:21. Let's see what's going on outside our windows here. The weather, whether we like it or not, from Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Oh, God. What a
good morning, guys.
Hi. Hey,
How are you?
What do you think of my Trump?
Marionette.
Oh,
wait,
right here,
something
like
just fell off of him.
Uh-oh, his cane.
The cane. Why does he have got a cane?
Well, he's got a cane because he has a hard time walking down
stairs
and stuff like that. Yeah.
John's showing the marionette on camera here if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, I bought this at the Mark.
Yeah, the holiday mark,
Holiday Market. Yeah.
Yep.
See, this is the troll version of Trump. And the reason it's a troll version is the guy who made this, his name is Ken Vogel. Yeah. He was having a little show in Mount Horeb, the troll capital of the world, and he thought he'd make a couple of troll versions of his marionettes. And this, if you could, you really are missing it if you're not watching the video.
Let me tell you, the tan is on point on this stuff.
Kind
of orangey.
Look
tan.
At those feet, man. That is that's something else. You can really move with those.
Okay.
So there
it is. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And you also have another marionette. Hang on. Get it out here.
But wait, there's
two.
More.
There's more.
There is more. I might as well show you this.
Kamala.
This is cat women for Kamala, Catwoman. There it is.
Okay.
Fantastic or what, right?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
What a buy. I know how to buy
Terrific.
Things.
Terrific.
Oh, my God.
All Brittany, right. How was your weekend?
Oh,
what did you do? Did you do anything?
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Did you do anything fun this weekend?
Yeah. I went down south to a wedding, so that was pretty fun. A winter wedding.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
Was it outside at all, or, you know?
You know, here's the thing. Okay, so they did make us stand outside the church for quite a while. They wanted this big group photo and them coming out, you know, and everybody lined up along it. It was so windy, so cold.
Yeah.
And we're all like, okay, how long, how long, how long?
Yeah, yeah.
So partially outside.
That's why you don't have a lot of, you know, weddings.
Winter weddings.
Winter. But all right.
Winter weddings.
Okay. Well, good. Well, today it doesn't feel like winter at all. We're talking about temperatures already in the 40s, right?
Yes.
Maybe 50-ish?
Maybe 50. I've gone out on a limb, Brittany. No one, you know, we didn't tell you this prior to putting you on the air here, but I predicted, I'm going out on a limb, I'm predicting that it'll go up to 50 today. And everybody should, you know, check their thermometers and see if I am correct or not.
Really?
I'm really risking my reputation on this.
What do you think?
This is how a meteorologist lives their life. They're like,
that's right. Can
we do this? I'm going to go with you. Let's go for 50.
All right.
I'll join that train with
all
you.
All right.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent.
All right.
We're going to hit 50 in Madison.
And what else is going
golfing.
On?
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's going to be sunny, right?
Yeah, not too bad. Mix of sun and clouds today. We will get cloudy, though, tomorrow. And then a small shot of snow could swipe us on Wednesday. But we're really holding off on snow until Friday night and Saturday. So we could get a quick inch or two then. But the bigger story is really the temperatures. It's a roller coaster. I mean, from nearly 50 today, falling to the single digits on Thursday.
Wow.
5 degrees to 10 degrees will
really?
Be our highs. Somewhere right in there.
Okay. And then it should be warming up again, right?
Yes, it does. By Sunday, we can be golfing again.
Yeah.
So happy.
We love this kind of winter weather. You
know? Yeah. So if we get some snow on Saturday, who cares? It'll melt, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know Christmas is, 22, 23 days away, something like that. What's your early 2 week prediction out to Christmas? Is it going to be a white Christmas this year? What do you think? I know it's impossible, right?
It is hard to forecast, but I do see a system that wants to move in a little bit ahead of Christmas, kind of around the 22nd to 23rd.
Okay.
So it depends on exactly where it goes, if we get the rain or the snow or what exactly, but let's keep those fingers crossed for snow.
All right.
It's possible.
Okay.
All right. Well,
John wants a brown Christmas.
I do. I just want mud
and
wet
out there.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about the patriotic ornaments that are being sold by Melania online. Have you heard about these? They're just wonderful. Just super.
No, tell me about them.
Oh, my goodness. They're very patriotic. Red, white, and blue. You know, you would never expect that from her. But and then of course, you know, the best is the new fragrances from Trump.
Yeah, they have. Cologne and perfume.
Yes, they
do. Air fresheners.
You know, and he wears a diaper, and there's a certain scent that surrounds Trump most of the time. So I'm assuming that the fragrance is to cover that up.
You like that? Oh, okay.
I know. Agree with you.
It leaves you speechless, doesn't it, Brittany?
It is the Christmas season, and you got to keep these things in mind. You know, as you shop around. All right.
It might be a good gift. Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You never know.
Okay.
As unique as these marionettes.
Okay.
Which are unique, indeed.
Yeah. All right.
Seriously, if you can't see them, you need to look at them.
Yes, you have to check it out. All right.
All right. Brittany, all right. You have a great day. We will talk
Thanks,
with you
guys.
First thing tomorrow morning.
And, yes. Have
right.
a good one.
All right.
Very
Take
good.
Care.
What is she supposed to say to that? Can I be back her into a corner?
Well, I didn't back her into a corner. Yeah, what corner did I back her into?
You know, she has to comment on it, like, you know, the perfume and the aroma and all that.
Or that she likes the marionettes in any way, shape, or form. The scary marionettes.
That is a scary rendition of Donald Trump. Okay. And I like that it's a marionette. You know, he's like a puppet on strings. You know?
Yeah.
Elon, you should dress up as Elon.
Well, see,
and walk around with
this Ken Vogel guy. He lives here in town, and he makes these special. He takes requests, and he makes them out of
custom
paper mache.
Made.
Yeah, he does.
They're beautiful,
and
really.
They're excellent things. And it has instructions, by the way, an instruction manual how to make them work, so you can walk them around the house.
You should
or scare the animals.
Oh yeah, bring the dog in and see what happens there.
Yeah.
The Kraken.
Won't be able to figure out, is that a human? What the hell is that?
What is going on?
She will not
on?
Stop barking. I know that.
Yes. Tomorrow we are going to have a special guest, Hillary Pham, Equitability Tailoring.
Oh.
You might ask, what is that?
Yeah,
well, it's actually tailoring done. Custom tailoring,
yes,
for people with physical disabilities.
This is a good segment.
This is really something
special. I'm really interested in this. We've got Evers coming up in just a few moments about working at home.
Coming up on John and Gordy.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Today, it's down to policy business for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The Farm Bureau Federation began their annual meeting on Friday with their Young Farmers and Agriculturalists event. Brad Olson is the president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. He says today when he recaps some of the highlights from 2024, he's going to focus in on an item that you might not think about when it comes to Farm Bureau: mental health.
Get these stickers out there. They're in virtually every county cop car in the state of Wisconsin for mental health issues, and not just for farmers, veterans, but as well as children. And that looks like it's going to really take off and move. I mean, we've started there. We've had interest. I had a milk co-op that wanted stickers to put in their milk checks and sent to every patron. So I think that's great. I think that's something that we at Wisconsin Farm Bureau can look forward to really having legs and making an impact in mental health issues, not just for farmers, but for everybody around the state.
Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says those mental health stickers are an example of a grassroots effort to bring a message to the state scene. He said that conversation of creating the stickers, presenting them to law enforcement, started with local members and moved up. Wisconsin Farm Bureau wraps up their annual meeting with their policy discussion today.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
And last night, during the special awards banquet with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, two were recognized, including Dr. Mark Stevenson, presented the Distinguished Service to Wisconsin Agricultural Award for his contributions towards dairy policy, specifically in Wisconsin and abroad. And also from Washington County, Mark Strupp was presented the Farm Bureau Federation's Distinguished Service to Farm Bureau Award. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com for the rest of convention results. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, becoming breezy by later this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 40s with winds southwest at 5 to 15, 15 to 25 here by this afternoon. Tonight, 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder, 30. On Wednesday, some light snow with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
Might need that with the Trump colognes.
That new line of colognes, going to be selling fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where is the John and Gordy cologne?
Right.
Love the smell of radio in the morning.
That's Doug, our correspondent from Milwaukee.
I want a cologne. I want a cologne that does smell like a nice warm radio, you know, like the old dusty tube smell.
Yeah, when the tubes get really hot.
That would be good. Hey, I want to remind you what our key word is this hour for the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. You get on the Civic Media app and text in. You have to do this before 8 o'clock to be in this hour's contest, which is for $100. And text word, the key word is jolly, J-O-L-L-Y, when you text in that. By the way, it's a statewide contest. You'll get other opportunities when you get a bounce back text to your text, you got other chances to win.
Wow.
Okay.
Sounds confusing.
No, it's not. It's actually very, very simple, John. Thanks for playing our game. Can't you just get on board once in a while? Jeez.
All right. I'll try.
By the way, there will be other keywords. You know, we do it during 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Well,
every day, Monday through Friday, for the next couple of weeks.
You know, we were talking about the perfume, the cologne from Trump, and of course, the Christmas ornaments from Melania. The grift is on at the Capitol. How are we going to make our way through the next 4 years? We're going to go broke buying the damn coins and the watches.
Don't worry, John. It'll trickle back down.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
By the way, I didn't mention the grand prizes, by the way, on the text to win contest.
Oh, we should.
All of your entries go into the grand prize drawing. And there are 8 grand prize winners this time around. I forgot to mention that. We're going to have a couple of robot vacuums, espresso machines, humidifiers, snow blowers, luggage sets. So all kinds of grand prizes at the end of the contest. So get those text to win entries in. Jolly. Okay. Civic Media app.
Jolly. All right. Jolly.
Just like John is every day. He's a jolly old man.
Matt out in Middleton suggested America is a grift.
A grift.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. The smell of morning radio in the morning. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Mm. That's a good fragrance.
It smells a little like coffee, too.
Yeah. Lot like coffee.
That's the coffee.
Well, Sherry said good morning first thing. Didn't give us a gigantic emoji like she normally does.
Yeah, what's
it takes
up
our
that?
Entire
she
page.
She didn't send an emoji this morning. What's
is she
deal?
Feeling okay?
I don't know. I'm worried about her.
I think she tried to, but it just didn't show
happen?
Up for some reason. Because she had two messages.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. She seems to message the show before we even start. Maybe
maybe she works third shift or something. Works overnight. Or gets home in the morning. Does
or,
it
you know, first thing, gets up.
Yeah.
Gives us a text and then makes breakfast.
I was going to say, maybe she's a time traveler. She already listened to the show and went back in time to tell us good morning.
Maybe so.
Wow, that is Sherry's secret, isn't it?
It's usually coffee related. the emoji she sends.
All right. Well, anyway, Governor Evers is out there. He's talking about his next budget that he's going to put out. And as everybody knows, Governor Evers puts out a budget.
Yep.
And the Republicans throw it in a trash can.
Right.
They write their own. Yep. And they make believe they didn't look at his budget, but they did. And they always take pieces and parts out. It helps them. It's like their outline. They don't admit it, but it's their outline. And then they take credit for everything, even though it's really
his
budget. Governor Evers' ideas.
Yes.
But, of course, they pare down the amount of money that goes to the state in order to help it, help people. Oh, my God, this guy is crazy. All right, anyway, Evers is out there, and he's talking about it. And he was also talking about the state. A state could be a state mandate to get employees back in the buildings, go back to work.
Get back in the instead of working from home.
You know, this is a big thing nationwide for Republicans. You know, we can't have them working from home. Yeah. We need the air pollution, you know, so they can drive into work every day and, you know, get to those red lights and sit there polluting the air because we want them in the buildings, not at home.
You know, they just got to justify paying the rent on these big office buildings, right? Otherwise, they got all this money going down the drain.
That's right. So anyway, they want all these employees back at work. And Governor Evers says, "Uh-uh." So let's play cut 47 here. This is from Upfront. Fantastic answer from Governor Evers.
You looking at 47 or 46?
I don't know. Whatever it is.
You can't count.
You don't know.
I think this is correct.
Okay. All right.
People are avoiding returning to the office.
I would always assume that return to office means return to office.
FlexShop's career expert Tony Frana says companies with return to office mandates.
That's not it. No, that's not it.
It
has to be like cut 47.
I'm afraid there is no 47, John.
How about 45? 44? Do I hear it's 49?
Yeah, let's skip the story. Okay. let's skip the damn story. I sent it to you. I don't know when you downloaded those cuts, but I put it on last minute before I left home this morning. So it's out there somewhere. It's out there somewhere, but we can play the cut that you were playing, and that cut has a lot to do with not so much Wisconsin and what Governor Evers wants to do, but it's something that's happening across the country.
Nationwide.
And it's called Hushed Hybrid, where you work from home in kind of a secret way, or you work something out with a boss so you don't have to go in every day because, you know, there's an edict from all these corporations and companies to say, hey, we want all our workers in at work, you know, but, you know, maybe not all of them.
So it's called Hushed Hybrid.
Hushed Hybrid. Let's play cut 46.
People are avoiding returning to the office.
I would always assume that return to office means return to office.
FlexShop's career expert Tony Frana says companies with return to office mandates such as Amazon are adamant about their policies. But there's one indicator that some managers and employees are trying to bypass workplace rules. It's a trend known as hushed hybrid.
Hushed hybrid is when managers may choose to allow their team members to work remotely at a different cadence than the company suggests or mandates.
Career expert Jasmine Escalera with Live Career describes hushed hybrid as sticky and not something she would advocate for.
But what I would advocate for is very open dialogue, open conversation, talking about it, and seeing if there are things that you can work out with your employees.
We launched Office Occasional, which is a remote-first hybrid work environment in 2020.
Andrew Thomas is with the company Kforce, which is number 8 on FlexJobs' list of the top 100 companies for hybrid jobs in 2024.
We had listened to our people so much, and with everything going on in the world, we knew that flexibility was a premium for employees looking for work or candidates looking for work.
Career experts say it's important for companies to think about the potential repercussions of 100% office work.
We're thinking more about growth, but also flexibility and balance.
Dan Grossman, Scripps News.
There you go. Wow. Fantastic stuff, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's an idea, and I thought I'd bring it up here on the show because we're always on the cutting edge of all of these new developments
Absolutely.
In the workforce.
Yes.
And that, I think, is going to catch on. All right.
Well, we could do our show from our various homes.
We
right?
have.
We've done it in the past.
We tried it.
Especially in the middle of winter when, if you know, if there's 2 feet of snow on the ground,
yeah.
it's a little easier to just that's use our home studio.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And we always have a little technical difficulty because it's like, you know.
It's tradition.
It's like a half a year before we we try it again.
Right.
And
it's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did come up with Cut 47. Miraculously.
Oh, good.
But again, this is Tony Evers responding to the Republicans who are probably, and he's anticipating, they'll, in the new budget, demand that workers come back to work instead of working from home. And Evers is not having any of it.
He also told us the other day that he wants to introduce, as part of the budget, language that would require state employees to return to the office 3 to 4 days a week. Would you sign the budget if that was included?
No. No. No, it's working. We're working. You know, we've heard for years the idea that somehow we, you know, it's not fair that, you know, so many of the people that work for the state of Wisconsin come from the Madison-Milwaukee area. Well, we went out of our way when we, you know, during the pandemic and post-pandemic to hire people in Rhinelander and all sorts of different places in the state because we knew they could work from home or work from an office that's remote from Madison. That's working. And, you know, I think it's important for us to say we want to get the best people working for the state of Wisconsin possible. And sometimes that will mean that they will work from home, part-time, full-time. We can work that out. It's working fine now. I know he's got all this data, and I can't wait to see it. But the fact of the matter is I think it's important for the state to be open to having people working from home, especially in parts of the state that we haven't had a chance. You know, not all the good workers are in the Madison and Milwaukee area. There's a whole bunch of them across the state. And we want to have a chance to have them working for us.
That's right.
Okay.
And that is you know, I have to hand it to Governor Evers for bringing that up. The fact that the Republicans wanted to divide all of the government agencies that we have here in Madison and spread them out throughout the entire state,
mm-hmm.
basically cutting down the unemployment because not all of them are going to want to move.
Right.
So they're thinking of, you know, attrition, and that's what they want to do by breaking up the government from Madison and putting it all over the state. So Governor Evers, what did he do during COVID? He said, yeah, okay, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
People work from home. Let's go to Rhinelander. Let's get all these people to apply for these jobs all over the state so they can be a part of the Wisconsin government.
Makes sense, yeah.
And now he brought it up, and he's saying, we're going to keep doing it.
Right.
You guys wanted this. What the heck is wrong here, you know? Of course, you know, like robots,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans in the state capitol have to do it their way, the way everybody else, Republicans, are doing it in all the other states. They can't act on their own. They can't think on their own. They can't come up with laws on their own. They have to copy what other states are doing.
We got a text here from Patrick, the 608. We were talking a little bit before about the federal government, you know, having empty office buildings.
Yes.
And we get rid of all the office workers that work for the Fed. Empty office buildings, turn them into affordable housing. There, we fixed it, says Matt.
That's it.
Patrick.
Yeah, let them in.
Sure.
Right. Let them in.
Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
You
can text us on the Civic Media app anytime, any place.
Do you want to return to the employee getting the bad questions from customers?
Oh, there's more from him?
Oh, we've got a lot of them.
But the customer's always right. That's what I heard when I worked in retail.
Well, you know, when you're working retail, and only one son did that for a little while, he was very frustrated.
Was he overwhelmed?
Yeah, he was.
A lot of the questions that come from customers.
And I played this for him. He thought it was kind of funny because he heard a lot of these same questions. And but he wasn't quite as skeptical as a guy who wants to be a comedian for his life. Mm-hmm. So let's play a little bit more of it. Here we go.
Every time I come here, my order gets messed up. Then stop coming. Make my day. Every time you come here, your order's messed up. Sounds like you're making the mistake. Look inward. You're ordering the wrong shit. I'd like to speak to your manager. I'd like to speak to your mother. Tell her she should be embarrassed. She raised someone to act like a baby in public. You want to speak to the manager, please? Manager doesn't know what's going on. Haven't you ever worked anywhere before? I know that's not right. I used to work here. Well, things change. Sorry they didn't run it by you first. to work here. Well, I used to be happy. Then you walked in. Can you just check in the back? Can you just accept we don't have it? The back ain't some magical place. What do you think is back there, Santa's workshop? The only thing back there is a clipboard with our schedules and some brownies Darcy brought in. The website said it was in stock. And what do your eyes say?
All right,
that's comedian Scott Sykes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It is 7:49. When we come back, we've got odds and ends, tidbits, some leftovers.
We've got a song, a Christmas song coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yes. On John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico takes this moment to remember all of our fallen heroes, the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces, their sacrifice and enduring commitment. To all those who gave their last full measure of devotion for our liberty, our values, and our democracy, we thank you, we remember you, and we honor you. This message comes to you from Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. That's Comfort Pro Insulators in Little Suamico. They have been serving the community since 1997, and they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 7:52 and 41 degrees already. We're expecting a high close to 50 today.
All right, let's forget about politics completely now.
Oh, please.
I am done.
Put it aside.
I am done. We're going to protest the city. The city thinks that they're going to put 20 miles per hour speed limits in residential areas. My ass are going to do that. That is the end.
What do you mean, man?
I'm moving out. This is it. I'm moving to another city. I can't handle it here anymore.
Live in Middleton. What do you say?
Well, yeah, that's right.
The Common Council approved the change following a successful implementation of the 20 is plenty program in 2 trial neighborhoods.
Well, that's catchy. 20 is plenty. Oh, now I'm sold on it. Yeah, I'm a sucker. Yeah, well, I'll go with
that. What's their measure of success exactly?
Well, Madison is joining other progressive cities across the country, including Minneapolis, New York City, Portland, and Seattle. They've done this. They've lowered the speed limits on local streets. The research is clear. It's safer for residents, makes neighborhoods more livable. 20 miles per hour is plenty on our local streets, says Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. That's a quote from her.
That's wrong.
What do you mean?
The whole thing is wrong.
It's
you don't
a common
do that.
Sense
no, it isn't you, common sense.
It is. Pedestrian fatalities in the U.S. have increased 84%.
Oh, in the U.S.? Well, that's not Madison. What the hell are they doing 20 miles
per hour? We're part of the United States.
Awful.
Last time I checked.
God.
It's been increasing. Pedestrian fatalities from 2009 to 2022 increased 84%.
So I found this story on the Madison subreddit over the weekend.
Yeah.
And there were just tons of people commenting about how they hated this story. Yeah. One of them said, what happened in 2009? The iPhone came out. Everyone is on their phones these days, well, and that's probably one of the large reasons why pedestrian fatalities has gone
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the speed limit.
I am all for trying to make the roads safer, Catherine just walked in, and she's listening on her app, so that throw me for a loop. I'm hearing myself twice. But anyway,
yes,
the speed limits on city streets, lowering them, doesn't inherently make them safer, because if a road is designed where it feels fine to drive at, say, 45 miles an hour and your speed limit is 35 miles an hour, that doesn't mean people are going to drive 35 miles an hour. They're going to drive however fast it feels like the road is safe.
There it is, folks. That's the wisdom of Generation Z right there.
Well, that's why Madison is offering 20 is plenty yard signs to everybody. Available in multiple.
I'm putting up three of them in my yard.
It's available in multiple languages, and they're free of charge.
20 is plenty.
To residents.
20 is plenty.
No,
20
out of here. Oh, my God.
They have speed bumps all over. Well, there's speed bumps all over the place.
Well, there are, sure.
So,
you go slow there, but then you speed on the. Look, I think.
What is wrong with you?
In between the speed
bumps. I think Sam Gensy in there spoke wisdom just a few moments ago.
What?
That these roads. Walking in the room at the same time. He can't drive over the speed
these
limit.
These roads are designed for certain speeds.
They're not.
Now they're going to artificially lower the speed limit on streets that were designed for 35 and 40 miles per hour.
None of you guys live downtown. I live right downtown by the Capitol.
Yeah.
East Washington. It's a long straight road right up to the Capitol.
Yes.
There's people all night long, not exactly drag racing, but just going zooming down that road because I can hear them. The speed limit on that road is either 25 or 30, depending upon where you're at.
Right.
Yep.
There are some people that go that speed, and then there's a couple people that go way faster than that. And they're the ones that are causing problems. If you have a speed limit that's a certain speed, and then there's a couple people who just completely disregard it, I think it's more of an issue than if you had a higher speed limit overall.
Okay, now, you know, it's usually 20 in a school zone.
Right.
During school.
Yes.
Have you ever driven 20 miles per hour?
Yes, because I want to see
like,
the baby.
It's like you're not even accelerating. You might as well just let it idle.
Scoot by.
Oh, my God.
Look at the babies coming out of the school.
Well, the Madison Police Department will be out writing tickets all holiday season.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Merry Christmas.
But you live in Middleton. What's the problem? You can go as fast as you want in Middleton.
No, they already lowered the speed limit in Middleton.
I'm making a bet. I want to say that you're going to come up with a $300 bill.
I'll tell you what.
For the whole holiday.
People in Middleton almost moved out of Middleton because they lowered the speed limit to 30 miles per hour on University Avenue. And that sucks. So now, I can't imagine 20. I honestly cannot wrap my head around 20.
You're such a bad boy.
How fast is it by your house, the speed limit? What is the speed limit by your place?
It's 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are people going 30?
That's too slow.
Really? You'd rather have them speeding 40, 45, 50 by your place?
I live on a very popular street there, next to the Beltline.
Yes.
And they're thinking about putting speed bumps in front of my damn house. It's like revenge. We know John lives there and he hates people that go slow. So they're going to put speed bumps in front of my house.
Oh, everybody knows where you live in your neighborhood. Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes. All right.
This is wrong. This is wrong. Okay. So wrong. I can't stand it. And they come up with a clever little way to
20
describe it.
20 and then is all plenty. Of a sudden, that's
what it's... Oh, whoa, that's great. That sounds so good and logical. I'm just going to go along with all this stupidity.
So you're not putting a 20 is plenty yard sign in your yard, right?
I'm going to have 20 is too slow signs all
go
over
faster.
The neighborhood.
Go faster.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
What a mess. All right. Well, this town is going to slow down to a point where it's going to. We might as well live in a gigantic city because it'll take that long to get across town.
Okay.
Says, God, you guys need a new morning show. Okay.
See what you did there?
I know.
Okay. Tomorrow, Hillary Pham will be
here. Well, they live in Elmore. What am I supposed to do about Elmore? You know, they probably already have 15 miles per hour.
Okay. Tomorrow, we will find out about equitability tailoring. for physically disabled folks. Yeah, that's good. Actually, it's going to be very interesting. Yep. Stephanie Miller is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Have a great day.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news